Hi, this is Daniel Garb of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Pets, toys, and dressing up are the innocent parts of childhood that supply endless bouts of nostalgic memories. But that's also what makes them useful fodder for shocking or surprising adult movies. So this week I'm looking at three new movies, a horror movie, a documentary, and a drama. We've got drag balls run by fashion houses, dog kennels run inside a house, and a kid's toy ruining another kid's home. Child's Play, directed by Lars Klevberg. Andy, played by Gabriel Bateman, is a hearing-impaired kid who has just moved into a low-rent apartment. No dad, no friends, no one to keep him company except a mean old cat. His mom, played by the hilarious Aubrey Plaza, is trying her best to raise him, but her thankless job in a big-box store takes up most of her time. So when a disgruntled customer returns a defective new toy, which is a first-generation robot named Buddy, she sneaks it home and gives it to Andy as an early birthday present. Buddy, who calls himself Chucky in this case, is the ultimate high-tech best friend. Like Siri or Alexa, Chucky records everything the boy Andy says and adjusts his personality to suit it. Problem is, this particular toy has a defect. It's missing the digital safeguards that stop it from things like using foul language. And that's not all. Andy starts to make friends with people in his building, like Detective Mike, a hapless cop who visits his mother down the hall, and juvenile delinquents Pug and Fallon. Together, they watch campy slasher movies on TV, laughing loudly at the gory parts. But what they don't realize is Chucky takes in everything at face value. Lacking a moral compass, the robotic toy sees that violence makes Andy happy, so he begins to replicate the actions just to please his best friend. And as the unexplained dead bodies start to pile up, it's up to Andy to stop the toy from killing everyone around him. But will anyone believe Andy that a kid's toy is actually a homicidal maniac? And is he strong enough to stop Chucky? Child's Play is an updated remake of the classic horror movie from the 1980s and its many sequels, and I think this version is even better. In the original, a voodoo spell puts an adult criminal's evil soul into a kid's inanimate doll, who cynically manipulates the hapless child. But in this version, Chucky is an actual robotic kid who genuinely wants to please his best friend, but he's missing the parts that tell right from wrong. This is also a cautionary tale about the dangers of rampant technology, surveillance, and artificial intelligence as used by huge corporations. It's also funny, hilarious, with great acting. It's also horrifically grotesque with scenes used for comic effect. It includes constant pop culture references, everything from Tupac to driverless cars. Child's Play is a perfect schlock, dose of schlock for a Saturday night. I like this one a lot. Paris is Burning, directed by Jenny Livingston. Okay, if you're looking for a way to celebrate this weekend's LGBTQIAAP Pride Day, that's a mouthful, with a movie, you could not do better than watching the documentary Paris is Burning. Shot in the late 1980s when HIV was decimating the gay community, this movie shows the drag balls run in New York City by various competitive houses. The documentary is shot from the inside, so it's not an exploitation documentary, but more like a celebration of the players. Features the kings and queens of drag, mainly black and brown, back when their world was completely underground and unknown. Since this film was made, many of them have died of plague or were murdered on the streets, and black and brown trans women are still particularly vulnerable to violence. There are people in this film who have had an enormous influence on mainstream TV, music, fashion, language, cultural. List is endless. Paris is Burning is definitely one of the 10 best documentaries ever made. So if you have a chance, they've released a newly restored 4K version that's playing now. So check it out. Dogman, directed by Matteo Garrone. Marcello, played by Marcello Fonte, is a hardworking diminutive man in his 30s who lives in a rundown section of Naples. He's dark, wiry, and scruffy. He has his own shop. He's known as the Dogman, which is also the name of the kennel where he cares for and grooms dogs. He's a respected member of the local business association, and he shares drinks with the other men in the local piazza. And he hangs out with his best friend Simone, played by Eduardo Pesce. But friendship doesn't clearly describe their relationship. Simone is a muscle-bound bruiser, this competitive boxer and cokehead who is twice Marcello's size. So he bullies him, he steals from him, and he forces him into embarrassing and often dangerous situations. Marcello regards him with equal parts fear and awe. Simone is a self-styled gangsta who needs a constant flow of cash to fuel his extravagant tastes and cocaine habit. Marcello plays along with him, lends a hand for petty burglary in expensive neighborhoods. But when Simone wants him to rob a shop in his own home, in his own neighborhood, he decides he has to take a stand. So can Marcello use his skill with animals to stop Simone from ruining his life? Or will this alpha dog prove to be too big to tame? Okay, Dogman is a terrific drama. It's Matteo Garrone's latest about the unequal friendship of two men and tied also with local loyalty, depending on where you live. It's funny, tender, surprising, and moving. Like all of Garrone's movies, it's shot on location, the same poor Naples neighborhood. And it uses lots of local faces and dialect. The roles, many of the roles, not the lead role, but many of the roles are played by non-actors, which gives a gritty realism you can't always get with movie stars. This is a great movie that I recommend. Paris is Burning is now playing along with Dogman at the Tip Bell Lightbox, and Child's Play opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.